Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you speak through your servant to your children clearly what is your new covenant with your own people, so that we will not be ignorant and not knowing the content of your covenant. And I pray that as we see you face to face, that we will be a faithful servant to you, and we kept what you have told us, we've done our part, and I pray that you continue to bless each and every one of us today, so that they get the benefit of hearing your message. Your message comes from the word of Christ. And I pray that you fill your servant with your Holy Spirit, and fill your children with your Holy Spirit, and fill each and every one of us with your Holy Scripture, with your word, precious word, so that we know what we believe, and we can pass it on to our children until 1,000 generations. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. What are the contents of the New Covenant, New Testament? There's two things. The first thing is my spirit, said the Lord. The second thing is my words, said the Lord. That means my spirit means Holy Spirit. My word means Holy Scripture. Don't know. What are the contents of the New Covenant?
The Holy Scripture, the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Scripture and the Holy Spirit. And what did Isaiah say?
As for you, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit who is in you, and my words that I have put in your mouth, will not depart from your mouth or the mouth of your children, or from the mouths of their descendants from this time on and forever, says the Lord.
Okay, so these are the two main things that you have to have within your heart, right? How can it be not depart from your mouth if you do not hide the word of God within your heart? How can you say it? If nothing within your heart, nothing within your mind, how can you say it? Okay, let's say if I close the Bible, then tell me what you just read. Do it again. Then it depart from your mouth already. Right? Right? Now you understand? What did the Bible say? My spirit who is on you, and my word that I put in your mouth, will not depart from your mouth. It depart from your mouth already. Right? Am I right? So, what should we do? Starting from this time on, we memorize the Bible verses. Does it make sense? If I take away your Bible, it will depart from your mouth right away. You walk out from here, it depart from your mouth already. You know what? It will not depart from your mouth. Because you memorize it. You take away my Bible, it will never depart from my mouth. Why? It takes time to memorize it. That is the covenant God made with you, with your children after you, and your children after you. You know what? God said, if you hear my word and obey my word, I will not only bless you, I will bless your children after you until 1,000 generations. Can anyone tell me how can I be sure that the Lord will bless me and my children after me until 1,000 generations? Miriam, how can I be sure? So if I just memorize it and keep it within my heart, the Lord only bless me. How can the Lord bless my children? So you have to teach your children. Okay, if I teach my children, then my children hide God's word within his heart, hide God's spirit within his heart, and the blessing only unto me and my children only. And how can I be sure until the third, fourth, fifth, until 1,000 generations? So make sure you command them. You know what? Any Christian, very, very unfortunate, neither the pastor nor any Christian did that, nor teaching that. So that's why in Caucasian church, in Canadian church, in American churches, the church are decaying, are dying, the young people not coming. You know why? What's the reason why? Because not teaching the children. They're not teaching the right thing. So what I'm teaching to you now is an utmost important thing. If you don't pass it on, I don't care how much you love the Lord. If you don't teach your children and command your children to teach the grandchildren, command the grandchildren to teach their children, the blessing will not pass upon you until a thousand generation. Do I make myself clear? Daniel, do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So could you tell me in your own word, what are the new covenant that the Lord make with you and make with me and make with my children after me? Could you tell me? What should you do in order to get that blessing?
Have the Holy Spirit and have the Word in our heart and our mouth and pass that on to our children and command them to pass it on to their children.
How do you pass it on to your children?
Tell them to memorize and pass it on.
You tell them to memorize and then he's going to say, Daddy, did you memorize?
And I'll say yes.
You say yes, but then you tell me, okay, you memorize it. Tell me Isaiah 59 verse 20 to 21.
The Redeemer will come to Zion and those and to those in Jacob who repent of their sins, declares the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them. My spirit who is on you and my words that I put in your mouth will not depart from your mouth or from the mouth of your children or from the mouth of their descendants from this time on and forever.
So in other words, when God made this covenant with you, it's an everlasting covenant. It's not like the old covenant that will fade away. The covenant that he made with you is from this time on and forevermore, said the Lord. It's not what I say, it's what he said. If you keep this covenant, keep this new covenant, he not only bless you, he's going to bless your children, and he's going to bless your children's children until a thousand generations. A lot of people, they memorize Bible verses, they do not understand what they memorize, and they hold on to the promise, but they don't keep it themselves. And just claim the promise. If you break the promise, you don't keep it, how can you get the benefit of the covenant? You understand what I'm trying to say? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I see some people chicken out, you know. You know, it's scared of memorized Bible verses. That means they don't know what they're doing. I can tell you one thing. Those people who do not memorize Bible verses, there's a 50-50 chance he's not a genuine Christian. Because God say, when I make a covenant with you, this is what you have to keep. You understand? My spirit who is on you, my word that I put in your mouth will never, never depart from your mouth. You have to have the word of God within your heart, within your mind. Then you can say it out. You understand? When you say it out with authority, and then you can tell your children. The word that your father teach you will never depart from your mouth. And make sure what I did to you, you did it to your children after you. And then you will pass on the blessing unto your children. So it is a benefit to memorize Bible verses. Hannah? What if I don't want to memorize Bible verses? You're 50-50 chance of not being a Christian. And besides, you have a 50-50 chance that the Lord will not bless your children after you. You don't have to hear what I say. You just look at various churches. How come most of the churches, the Caucasian churches that we have now, the young people didn't come? Only the older. So that's why the building, a huge building, big building, and yet it's empty seat. Why? They don't pass on God's word to their own children. They just bring their children to the church. They themselves do not memorize Bible verses. They think by bringing their children to the church, the children will believe. When the children become 20, 20, 20, 22, 23 years old, they walk away from the church. They don't come back. Does that make sense? Those people who do not memorize Bible verses are the ones who destroy God's church. They destroy their own family. They destroy God's church. Do we need to memorize Bible verses, Daniel? We have two Daniel in here. Daniel the senior and Daniel the junior. Well, that's good. Today, I want to go back to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. Children, obey your parents, for this is right. Why obey your parents? Why it is the right thing for obeying your parents? Because your parents taught you the word of God. Your parents taught you the word of God and asked you to come here. Because your parents abide by the new covenant. What did the Lord say to your parents? The word that I put in your mouth will never depart from your mouth. So that's why your parents teach you with God's word. When your parents teach you with God's word, you better obey them. So children, obey your parents, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your parents, honor your father and your mother. How do you honor them? Whatever he say to you, you listen to them. Because he teach you God's word. Okay? By honoring your parents, which is the first commandment with the promise, that you may go well with you, that you may enjoy long life on the earth. God wants you to enjoy long life. God wants you to have a good life. God wants that everything is successful in your life. Want everything go well with you. You have to memorize God's word. Do you understand now? Okay? Okay, let's go back. I want to teach you new Bible verses today. Jeremiah. Jeremiah 31, 34. Jeremiah 31. Yeah, the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 31, 31. The time is coming when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Why would the Lord in Jeremiah verse 31 verse 31, why would he say the time is coming, declared the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. The reason why the Lord make a new covenant with the house of Judah and with the house of Israel, because they break the old covenant. What's the reason why they break the old covenant? Is it God is bad, so that's why they break it? No. God say, although I was a husband to them, I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt. I rescued them, I delivered them, I redeemed them, I saved them. In the wilderness, the Lord took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, to bring them into the promised land. And the Lord treated them as if a husband treating his own wife. The Lord took them by the hand and lead them out of Egypt. And they were slaves in Egypt to King Pharaoh. And the Lord delivered them. Because they suffer affliction and hardship, the Lord take them out and bring them into the promised place, promised land. And yet they break the new covenant. Yet they break the old covenant. So that's why the Lord say, 31:31, the time is coming. I will make a new covenant with you. But the new covenant that I make with you will not be like the old covenant. Why? Because they break the old covenant. That means the old covenant doesn't work to them. So, that's why the Lord make a new covenant. Can anyone tell me why the Lord need to make a new covenant? What did I just say? They broke the old covenant. They broke the old covenant because God is bad, so that's why they break it. Or because they are bad. They are bad. How the Lord treat them? As a husband treating his own wife, right? Took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt. Deliver them, answering their prayer. And yet, they despise God's word, right? Can anyone tell me how did God make an old covenant with his own people? The Old Testament? Old covenant? Where did God put his word? So in Old Covenant, God make 10 commandments and put it in the tablet of stone, right? That's the Old Covenant. What about in New Covenant? According to Jeremiah 31 verse 34, how did God make a new covenant with his own people? Did God put his word on the tablets of stone or on the tablets of heart? I will, as for me, this is the covenant that I will make with you, with the house of Israel, with all Christians, with you and with me. How did he do it? I will put my word, I will put my law in their mind and write them. And write God's word, write God's law on your heart. In the New Covenant, God did not write his word in the tablets of stone. In the New Covenant, God write his word, his law, within your heart. Does that mean he wants you to memorize it? Is Jeremiah saying the same thing as Isaiah? But God's people do not listen. Does that make sense? And pastors do not teach about that. Christians never practice it. That's why the church are dying. That's why the family, that's why family are broken. Husband and wife are broken relationship. You understand? Why? Because they break God's law. They do not put God's law within their heart. They don't memorize it. Donald, could you read that? Jeremiah 31 to 34.
The time is coming, declares the Lord, and I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand and led them out of Egypt. Since it broke my covenant, the Lord will have me to them. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel. After that time, declares the Lord, I will put my law into their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will a man teach his neighbor, or a man, his brother, saying, know the Lord, because they will all know me. From the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. So I will forgive their wickedness, and I will not praise them.
Okay. Daniel the Junior, could you read that again? If you open up the Isaiah 59, 20 to 21, and compare Isaiah 59, 20 to 21 with Jeremiah, starting with 31 to 34, you see that Isaiah was written before Jeremiah. Isaiah is the first time God revealed His plan to us through Isaiah the prophet. In Isaiah 59 verse 20 to 21, the Lord did not tell us why He wants us to remember God's word. But in Jeremiah, especially in verse 34, tell us exactly why He wants us to remember God's word. Can anyone tell me? Based upon Jeremiah 31:34. In Isaiah, He just tells you, my spirit who is on you, my word that I put in your mouth will never depart from your mouth, or from the mouth of your children, or from the mouth of their descendants, from this time on, and forever, said the Lord. He just tells you to do it. He didn't tell you why you have to do it. He didn't tell you what's the benefit of doing it. Just like last week, I just tell you to do it. I just tell you to memorize it. I just test how many of them are willing to follow. Okay? I want you to know, sometimes when you were young, the Lord just tells you to do it. And then the Lord tells you, if you do it, then He keep on telling you, tell you more. He give you more revelation. Then you, as you grow older, as you grow into maturity in your belief, then you understand a little bit more. In Isaiah 31 verse 34, can anyone tell me what's the reason why we have to put God's word within your heart? God say, I will write law, God's law, on your heart. I will put God's word in your mind. How can God put God's word in your mind if you don't memorize it? You understand what I'm trying to say? You know, you close the Bible, everything becomes vacuum, right? your mind will become so blank, right? Isn't it, Donald? So as a Christian, what should we do? Fill your mind with what? God's Word. Right? Can anyone tell me based upon 34? Jeremiah 31:34. Miriam, could you read it one more time, loudly?
No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, know the Lord, because they are the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more.
Okay. Based upon 34. Could you give me the answer? What's the benefit of memorize God's Word? First benefit.
Forgive their wickedness.
Your sins are forgiven. What else? Your sins are forgiven, and God will not remember your sin anymore, okay? Yeah, same thing. What else? That's all? Are you kidding? No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, know the Lord. You don't need to tell people you know the Lord. When I ask the question, what's your name again, Bonner? I ask Bonner the question, the reason why she can answer my question, I don't need to teach her the right answer. The reason why she knows the answer, because she memorized God's Word. No longer a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother. A man doesn't need to teach his own brother, saying, know the Lord. If you and your brother start memorizing God's Word from this time on, you don't need anyone to teach you. What is hidden within your heart taught you already. You understand? What did I just say, Daniel? You speak louder because I take recording.
He said if we memorize the Lord's words and understand them, we no longer have to, we don't need to teach our neighbor or our brother.
We don't need to teach our neighbor, we don't need to teach our brother, we don't need anyone to teach us also. You don't need to teach other? Or you don't anyone to teach you? So if I don't need anyone to teach me, who gonna teach me then? God's Word has already taught me. You understand? You know the answer already. You don't need to say, hey, know the Lord. The reason why pastor, your father, your elder, your brother taught you God's Word, because you don't memorize God's Word. When you memorize, you don't need anyone to teach me. Listen to me very, very carefully. No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, know the Lord. Because they will all know me. You don't need to tell them. They all know me. From the least of them, from the youngest one, to the greatest. As long as you teach your children, even though they are very, very young, when you ask questions, they can answer your question. Because they have God's word within their heart. You know, this is a major problem within churches. They don't memorize Bible verses. Even pastors didn't memorize. They need the script. They need the manuscript to read it out. Because they don't have God's word within their heart. They don't even understand the Bible. And then they be a teacher. That is what I call the blind leading the blind. We all fall into the ditches. Does that make sense? Do you want your children to get blessing? Then it starts from you. What should you do? That's it. That's the least of them. Right? How old are you? 16 only. 16. You are very impressive. I don't even come to know Christ until 28. So you're a lot better than me already. Oh man, 16. Sweet 16. Mark, do you hear me? Could you tell me what have you learned today? Do you want to get blessing from the Lord?
Yes.
How do you get blessing from the Lord?
Memorize the Bible.
Memorize God's word. Make sure two things that is within your heart. What's that two things?
That's within my heart.
Eh? Make sure two things that is within your heart. What are these two things? Because you don't come the last week, no problem. Bona, tell me what's these two things.
Spirit of God and God's Word.
Spirit of God and God's Word. Two things. God's Spirit who is in your heart. God's Word that God put in your mouth will never depart from your mouth. Will not depart from your mouth, that means make sure within your heart, otherwise you can't say it out. You can't say it out, that means nothing within your heart. Nothing within your mind. Right? Right? Okay? What are the benefits if I keep God's word within my heart? My sins and my iniquity are forgiven. The Lord say, I will remember your sin no more. I wipe it away within my memory bank. That means he will not remember your sin anymore. All your sins are forgiven. If all your sins are forgiven, then you go back to Isaiah 59 verse 1 and 2. Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. The reason why the Lord do not hear you, hear your prayer, the reason why the Lord do not deliver you when you are in trouble, is all because of your sin and iniquity. Right? Because your sins has separated you from your God. Because your iniquity has separated you from your God, and your sin has hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. The reason why he did not hear your prayer, because of your sin and iniquity. Now that all your sin and iniquity are forgiven, will he start hearing your prayer? Daniel, will he start hearing your prayer? How can I be sure that God will hear my prayer? Make sure you have God's word within your heart. When you have God's word within your heart, he starts hearing your prayer. Does it make sense? Do you understand what I'm saying, Mark? Could you rephrase it? When you have God's word within your heart, what kind of benefit do you have? All your sins are forgiven. When your sins are forgiven, when you pray to God, will he hear you?
Yeah.
Is it a good deal? That means your prayer will be answered. Does it make sense? Number two benefit. You don't need to teach others, nor anyone to teach you. Why? So who's teaching me then? So who's teaching me? The word of God within your heart taught you already. Right? He tell you what to do. Why? Psalm 119, 105. What did God say? Your word, a light to my path, lamp to my feet. You know what to do already. You know your way. You don't need anyone to tell you don't do that. Because you have God's word in your heart already. Isn't it? Donald, could you read that? Psalm 119, 105.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path.
So then you know what to do, right? Right? Sometimes we say, I hear a lot of Christians saying to me, I don't know what to do. Hey, I tell you why you don't know what to do. Because you don't memorize God's word. Right? Isn't it? You don't need anyone to teach you because God's word taught you already. Number three. What else are the benefits? In Isaiah 31, 33. Chapter 31, verse 33. What are the benefits? I will put my law in your mind and write it on your heart. And I will be their God, and they will be my people. When you have God's word within your heart, what do you know? What kind of benefit do you have? Donald? Based upon verse 31, based upon verse 33.
You have his law in your mind, and it will also be written on your heart.
Yeah, but what are the benefits?
It will be God's people.
So you know that you are Christian, you are God's people. You know that God is your God. Right? So what happens if you sin against God? And then God discipline you? But if, when you have God's word in your heart, then do you know God is still your God?
Yes.
And you are still His people? If you don't have God's word within your heart, you don't even know God is your own God. You don't even know you are God's people. Right? So, what are the benefits? What's the third benefit? You know that you are God's people. God belongs to you. You belong to God. Right? Do you need to memorize Bible verses now? Are you convinced now?
Yes.
So you got to catch up, eh? You know you don't catch up? Oh, you know I'm going to keep building it. You're going to be falling behind, right? Yeah. Go back. Jeremiah 31, verse 33. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time. After they have broken my covenant, their old covenant. After that time, you circle the word after that time, write down verse 32. Because they broke my covenant. They broke their old covenant, that's why I make the new covenant with them. This is the new covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declared the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their heart. When you have God's word within your heart, within your mind, then you can speak it out. Every word that utter from your mouth will be God's word. And I will be their God, and they will be my people. Then you know God is your God. You know you are His people. You belong to Him. Verse 34. No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, know the Lord. When you have God's word within your heart, you don't need to tell people, know the Lord. Because they will all know me. From the least of them to the greatest, declared the Lord. On top of that, for I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. There are three benefits of this new covenant. First of all, your sins will be forgiven. Your prayer will be answered. Secondly, you don't need to teach others, nor anyone to teach you, because you have God's word to teach you. Thirdly, you know she belongs to God, and God belongs to you. Is it good enough? I don't know, I have time. Next week, I will... So far, I have only taught you the Old Testament. The Isaiah 59, Jeremiah 31 to 34. Next week, I will tell you New Testament about the same kind of teaching, but give you more in-depth understanding. Okay? So I require of you, if you think it's a challenge for you, Jeremiah 31, you memorize 31 to 34. If you think it's too much, then you just memorize 31, 33 to 34. Okay? 33 to 34. But once you memorize 31, 33 to 34, doesn't mean that you can forget Isaiah 59, 20 to 21. You understand what I'm trying to say? If people keep asking you, what's your phone number? When you just get a new phone, you have to look it up, right? If all your friends, 100 friends, asking you, will you still have to look it up, Joshua? You don't need to look it up. Because you say it out so many times. So I want this God's word to sink into your mind so that you are so convinced that I have no choice but to do it. Mark, do you have a choice of not memorizing it? Do you have a choice? Why? Because your mother is here, so you say it's no choice? Assuming your mother is not here, just between you and me, do you still have a choice? Still no choice? Could you tell me why there's no choice? And what else? There's one more. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Then you know you belong to God. If you don't have God's word in your heart, sometimes you feel like you're a Christian. Sometimes you don't feel like you're a Christian. And sometimes you're waving left and right. You understand? Do you understand? McDonald, could you replace me? Do you have a choice? Is it because your mom is here? You were deceived to come here last week, right? Do you come here this week by deception too? Do you come here by deception, or do you come here out of a willing heart that you think it's the right thing to do, for this is the right thing to do to obey my mother? Because the Bible says, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with the promise, that you may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. So do you come here today by deception too? So you come here out of obedience to your mother, not come from a willing heart. Huh? No? So if you have a choice, you still don't want to come. What if your mom's next week saying, Donald, you don't need to come? Then what would you do? Then you don't come. In the name of Jesus, I obey my mother. Don't come. Is that what it is? Or no, I prefer to listen to what Pastor Lam has to say.
What's the question?
What's the question? Daniel, could you raise? Do you remember my question? What's my question?
Next time his mother says you don't need to come, would he still come?
See? What I'm trying to say to you, no longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother saying no to the Lord, because they will all know me. From the least of them, this is the least of them, to the greatest. You know, I tell you one thing, you know, memorize God's word, we need discipline, concentration. Hide that God's word in your heart. It will go well with you, and you live a long life. You will live a long life. I want you to read Psalm 23:27. The Bible says, those who are far from me, those who refuse to memorize God's word, will perish. Do you want to die? Those who are far from me will perish. And God say, I destroy all who are unfaithful to me. Psalm 73:27. And then the psalmist say, 73:28. As for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. When I seek help from the Lord, when I hide myself within the refuge, I can experience His blessing, and I will tell all your deeds. Great deed, goodness, faithfulness, and all this stuff. Do you want to be perished? It is good to come here to learn God's word. Are you going to come here of a willing heart, or still just obey the parents? You always obey your parents. Oh, I will be so happy. Always obey your parents. That would be nice, right? Oh, I feel proud of you. Okay? Let us recite it together. Psalm 73, verse 27. Those who are far from me, those who are far from the word of God, those who refuse to memorize God's word, will perish. And God say, I destroy all who are unfaithful to me. And then the psalmist hear that. Wow, he scared him, you know. He feared God because he didn't want to be perished. He didn't want to be destroyed. So that's why, as for me, I make a decision already. As for me, it is good to be near God. Right?
Yeah.
Let's read it together. Three times. Psalm 73. Verse 27 to 28. Let's read together. Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds. So it is good to be near God, right? It's good to memorize Bible verses, right? Children, right? Right? Right. Right. That's good. So will I see you next week? Or are you going to be so scared now? Lena, are you scared? Are you scared of memorizing all these Bible verses? Or are you not scared of being perished by God? You want God to destroy you or you want God to save you? Save me. Okay, then. Wow.
Here to God.
Well, if you want God to save you, I want you to take... Could you read it? Psalm 145, 19. Psalm 145, 19. Those who fear the Lord, what happened? The Lord will fulfill the desire of you if you fear God. And on top of that, He will hear your cry and save you. Isn't it? Make sure when you hear God's word, you have a fearful heart. Don't be a stubborn man, okay? When you hear God's word, make sure you fear Him. I do not want to perish. I do not want God to destroy me. Right? I want God to hear me when I cry out to Him and save me. Make sure when you hear God's word, you fear Him. Right? When you fear Him, what kind of benefit do you have? He fulfilled the desire of your heart. He knows what you want and He gives it to you. Is this a good deal? When you're in deep trouble, you cry out to Him, and He answers you, He saves you. Is it a good deal? Is it good to fear Him? What kind of benefit do I have if I fear Him?
He
saves you. He saves you. On top of that, He fulfills the desire of your heart. He gives you what you want. Could you read it? 145, 19?
He fulfills the desires of those who fear Him. He hears their cries.
Good. So what do I want you to memorize? Just Jeremiah 31, 33 and 34. Okay? Two verses. I want you to. I don't want you to be scared. Okay, if you cannot memorize it, still come. But you just, you know, remain in kindergarten. I take you to a graduate school. Okay, I take you to a higher ground, higher level. And then I want to make sure that the Lord going to bless you until 1,000 generation. Go for it. Any question? Next week, I will teach you about New Testament teaching, about that, but more of that. And then a week after, I go back to Old Testament, Ezekiel. Three major prophets. Talk about this topic. I want that sink into your mind so that you know what you believe. You're not believing in what I say, you believe in what God say. Does that make sense? Okay? Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you speak to your children through your servant and speak it clearly so that we all understand what you have in store for us. We know that you are good and you are good to all, especially to those who get near to you. Just like what the psalmist has said, it is good to be near God because you are a good God. And I pray that you help this church, starting from this time on, build up this church with the mighty soldier of Jesus Christ. And I handed all these children into your hand, that you encourage them to memorize your word, so that not only they get the blessing, and their children after them will continue to get the blessing. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So could okay. Could some of you introduce yourself to me? It's the first time to come, right? Which church did you go to? Or did you go to any church? You don't go to any church. Oh, you're a smart girl, eh? You don't go to any church, you come to here. So yeah. Oh, Chen Zhengli. Oh, wow. That's good for you. Give me five. Oh, I feel proud of you. Good. Okay, the rest of it, I know them. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so we pray for the food, that we have a fellowship. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you cleanse the food and give us good health. Not only give us earthly nutrition, and give us heavenly manna too, especially the hidden one, so that we know how to obey your word. Encourage us. I handed your children into your hand. Bless them. I pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus.